episode 110.
I don't think we could have projected a couple things. I don't think we could have projected this industry being so starved for talent. So to kind of hear, you know, over the course of the last 15 years, this lack of skilled labor and these projections of, you know, the current generation of technicians moving on and this vacancy and this huge echo effect that was taking place. Yeah, it was great cocktail party talk, you know, within the industry. But I think we're really starting to see its impact now start to play out.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to On Point from Remarkable Results Radio, and a special interview from an auto care industry professional.
It's On Point.
Hello, aftermarketers throughout North America and around the world. Carm Capriato here, and thank you for listening to Remarkable Results Radio. And welcome to episode 110 with guest Brent Berman. Now, this episode is brought to you by Federal Mogul Motor Parts, with brands like Moog, Felpro, Wagner Brake, Champion, Seal Power, FP Diesel, and more. They're the parts techs trust. Find out more at fmmotorparts.com. Hey, I'm looking to interview technicians working gainfully in the aftermarket, and it's easy to get in touch with me on the contact tab on the remarkableresults.biz website, or click an email to carm@remarkableresults.biz. I want to tell your story. Ever hear of Netflix for radio? Well, you are here. Podcasts are on-demand radio and evergreen. You can go back and listen to any of our first 110 episodes at your leisure. And remember, each day, learn one thing and let the podcast be a resource for your learning. Now, meet Brent Berman, Director of Training with Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Brent's got a big job with a staff of 67 and training support programs that include Gurus on Call, Gurus on Demand, Gurus Online Learning, and the on-the-go product technology vans. Yes, great dialogue and behind the scenes on how the coveted Moog St. Louis Training Center, which many techs attended for the last 40 years, helped drive the strategy for Garage Gurus. Now, I've had a chance to visit a Garage Gurus site. It is state-of-the-art from an equipment perspective and inside the classroom. This is hands-on all the way and very high-tech, yet comfortable environment to learn it. In this episode, there's great talk on vocational scholarships worth $30,000 each year to support the industry's future techs going to vocational schools. See the show notes page for a link to the scholarship program. So why listen? Here's a few strong reasons. Brent talks about the spirit of learning and the technician journey, how the seasoned senior techs of our industry and the millennials view Garage Gurus, learn Federal Mogul's goal in making training accessible and not complicated, and uncover Brent's view on the hours it takes to stay current and how a hybrid approach to training is a smart way to get the hours needed to repair today's vehicles. There's so much more in this very easygoing interview with Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Director of Training, Brent Berman. Now, here we go. Nice to be with Brent Berman, Director of Training from Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Hey, Brent, are you ready to go on point?
Thanks, Carm. Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Hey, so give me just a real short resume of how you got to be the Director of Training.
Trial by fire.
Okay.
Grew up in Toronto, Canada.
All right.
And as your listeners may or may not know, up in Canada we have a very structured apprenticeship program to become a licensed technician. Worked with AC Delco for 10 years, and that was where I worked while I was doing my apprenticeship.
Okay.
Gradually ascended through the service chain. At the same time was getting a lot of General Motors training. And in 1997, Champion Spark Plugs under the Cooper division was looking for an electrical trainer. Because of all the training I had through General Motors, I thought that it was a very interesting career path.
And that was your first job as a trainer?
And that was my first job as a trainer. So they just kind of threw me in.
All right.
And they said, oh, okay, great. You know, they knew my shop. They knew the reputation that my shop had in the Toronto area. And they said, hey, great. You know what? Here's what we want you to do. We want you to train on electrical systems. We want you to train on ignition systems. And we want you to train on air conditioning. Because at the time we had an air conditioning business unit. And so
that would be Everco, wouldn't it?
That would be Everco.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay.
Everco. So it was perfect because it was right in my wheelhouse.
Sure, sure. And that was back when Cooper had what brands? It was Moog, right?
Cooper had the whole thing of Moog, Wagner, Wagner Lighting. They had the Belden wire line, Champion spark plugs, and Anko.
So I see the progression here.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right. So let's fast forward to today. Obviously, you've got a fabulous 10-year, and for you to have garage gurus under your belt, did you ever imagine that this would be?
I don't think. First of all, I guess I don't think we could have projected a couple things. I don't think we could have projected this industry being so starved for talent. I don't think any of us would have projected that, 15 years ago. So to kind of hear, over the course of the last 15 years, this lack of skilled labor and these projections of the current generation of technicians moving on, and this vacancy and this huge echo effect that was taking place. Yeah, it was great cocktail party talk, within the industry. But I think we're really starting to see its impact now start to play out. So that's number one. And then second of all, then to see our company really embrace this kind of grassroots approach and invest accordingly. And then, of course, to give me the ball and run with it. It's definitely something that that I take to heart, and it's something that I'm very passionate about, because you see there's this collision between the need for training, the need for skilled labor, and then our company's investment that training is going to help entice future talent and maintain future talent in the trade.
Do you think you're in the right place at the right time?
I'd like to think so. Yeah, absolutely. You could easily make the case that we're 2 years too late. But better late than never.
Yeah.
But the one thing I'm really excited about is the level of commitment that we've taken this program to. This isn't just a cocktail napkin. We need some training kind of an approach.
You had a great vision, and I think about what you've done, and I go back to the few years I've spent in this industry, and I remember the St. Louis Training Center from Moog. And it was a coveted ticket to want to go. Was there any talk around the big meeting tables that say, hey, guys, we've got to be able to take what we did in St. Louis and duplicate it? Was that any part of the think?
Yes. And not just part of the think. It was almost to the point where we heard it so many times. It ascended from urban legend to reality. Because it didn't matter whether we were in corporate meetings, it didn't matter whether we were in regional sales meetings, it didn't matter where we were when we talked about technician support, when we talked about how do we reconnect with the technician, all of this messaging that the Garage Gurus program is about. What kept coming up was, gosh, if we could just take that St. Louis experience and then duplicated across the country, wouldn't that be great? And literally, that became kind of like a calling card, at meetings. And when we were sitting around planning, what our CEO refers to as the Tech First initiative, which Garage Gurus fits into, it kept coming back to, how are we going to train these technicians? How are we going to get this St. Louis experience and do it across the country and across the continent?
So let's fast forward to today's reality. How many Garage Gurus do you have out there?
We have 12 Garage Gurus facilities in major markets across the United States.
And anyone could go, am I right?
Absolutely. They're open to anyone. A lot of the training right now is catered towards the postgraduate technician or the technician already working in the trade. But we've just recently added things like ASE test prep courses for chassis and for brake, and we're looking at expanding that offering. But the idea behind the guru training, going back to open to everybody, was not to make training complicated. It was to make training accessible. And so we don't have multi-layered pricing or any of that kind of strategy. It's $125 a day. Mm-hmm. I mean, for God's sakes, where can you go, you know, to get a full day's 8 hours of training, you know, actually working hands-on in a state-of-the-art shop with an ASC Master Certified trainer, you know, with years of experience, actually pulling apart a vehicle, putting a vehicle on a lab scope, spending time with other seasoned technicians or even novice technicians, exchanging war stories, you know, and walk away after a day and take something back to the shop the very next day that you can use. And the idea was that we just wanted to make this accessible to everybody in terms of pricing, in terms of accessibility, in terms of location, proximity to shops in the area. We just wanted to make it very easy.
Here's great news. There's a new brake pad on the market that can stop a pickup SUV or CUV up to 50 feet sooner than other leading pads. And on top of that, it lasts up to twice as long as previous designs. Sound too good to be true? Well, Wagner Brake did it. They designed their new Wagner OEX brake pads that stopped up to 50 feet sooner than other leading brake pads. To prove it, they got Link Engineering, pretty much the industry standard on brake performance testing, and they got their proof. But Wagner needed more convincing. They asked 400 top technicians to put Wagner OEX pads to the test, where it matters most, in their shops and on their customers' vehicles. 99% said they saw a noticeable difference in the new brakes, and 95% said they'd likely recommend them to other service professionals for their customers. Now, soon you can get Wagner OEX brake pads in your shop. They'll be available nationwide with coverage for 95% of U.S. pickups, SUVs, and CUVs. Get the full story. Learn about the science behind Wagner OEX and check coverage. Go to WagnerBrake.com. Did you pick like major cities that were key demographic areas or where you had biggest distribution?
No, we looked at it from the technician side. So okay. we looked at the heat maps from mm-hmm. shop data around the country, and we were looking for the saturation of shops, and we were trying to be within the goal was to be within a 60-minute drive, or at the very worst a 60-minute plane flight from anywhere in the United States to get training.
Got it. Are all the classes available at each training center?
Yep, with the exception of the hard machine shop stuff, mm-hmm. Which right now is only available in our St. Louis facility, and it's really only available by invitation only. We work with some of the industry groups to, you know, put together these boot camps, as I call them, a couple times a year.
Got it.
But with that machinery, it's a little bit specialized, but everything else is available around the country.
So I ask a question of the trainers that I've had on the podcast before, and I ask them about leader-led, and I ask them about web-based. Now, what a commitment for leader-led Garage Guru is. I don't think you can find anything that would top it. But are you doing much with the web?
We absolutely are, Carm. We put in a whole learning management system behind the Garage Guru's website. That's accessible, you know, to anyone today. We have our what I call bread and butter courses, you know, overview of chassis, overview of brake, overview of sealing, things like that out there on the web.
What do they cost?
$9.95 for 20 to 30 minute session.
Okay. All right. So with the LMS, and that is the ability to track the course, if they pass the course and how many they've taken, it really helps, if you will, build an online resume for a technician.
Absolutely. Both with the learning management system, the e-learning, and the hands-on course, we're trying to build what we call the technician journey. So it tracks any of their courses that they've taken. It makes recommendations for future courses, and we try to entice them to continue the progression, to continue that, you know, that thirst for knowledge, and you know, by staying in touch with them and letting them know, you know, what's next, what's on the horizon, what's coming up next, what makes logical sense for them to attend next. And similarly, we do multiple surveys with them post-training to find out, you know, if they were in the right place at the right time.
I love it. Technician journey. Wow. That's really good. Did you come up with that?
I don't know if I can take 100% credit for it, but that's it. We do a great job at Federal Mogul at working as a collaborative, because we run out of these meetings with a million ideas, so no one really wants to take ownership.
Yeah, I love the word images that come out of so many great marketing campaigns. That was great. Do you ever spend any time in a training class to either observe, or have you ever just led a class lately?
I think my days of leading classes are behind me.
Okay.
And that's probably a good thing for all of our technicians.
Okay, so you're in a class, you're observing it because, Bob, this is your baby. What are technicians talking to you about?
I think when technicians come in, it's really more, it's me observing. You know, I'm the kid in the candy store in that scenario.
Yeah.
Because what I love to see is the interaction between them and the corporate trainer. I love to see the things that are on their mind in the shop, because, you know, I've been there, and I just remember, you know, a lot of times being in the shop, and there was always that, what were the engineers thinking? You know, there was like eight of those moments a day, you know, as I was busting my knuckles against, you know, an alternator that was wedged between a water pump. It's like, what were the engineers thinking? And it's great, because I just love watching that interaction when one of our master trainers, who's very close to our engineering crew and very close to a lot of the OE research, can explain the logic, whether it was, you know, noise, vibration, harshness, whether it was emissions, whatever the reason was, why the components were put together the way they were put together.
Yeah, yeah.
And just watching them kind of take all that in and then seeing what really resonates with them, what really kind of touches or sparks that curiosity, piques that curiosity. That's what I observe. And of course, you know, my staff always thinks I'm in there grading them, and it's the other way around, you know.
Well, yeah. What do you hear that is the most often question that's asked? I mean, away from the course subject matter. I mean, what do they want to hear, talk about? What are they saying?
You get a different answer from who you're asking in, you know, who you're asking in the trade. So let's just kind of go through it, you know, demographically, if you
okay.
will.
Right.
But, you know, the seasoned technician, the one thing that we're hearing that, of course, you know, and maybe I'm hearing it because, you know, I love my own press, but the one thing I'm hearing is, gosh, I wish this was around, you know, 15 years ago or 16 years ago. You know, they just appreciate getting caught up. They appreciate, you know, how quickly the technology changes and how much they've had to change being a veteran technician, you know, in the industry. So that's the one thing I hear from the seasoned technician.
Okay.
from the younger technicians, they kind of have the and this is that whole, you know, millennial approach, but they kind of have the kid in the candy store thing. You know, they absolutely love the state of the art equipment. They love being trained from a senior tech. Interesting thing, you know, back in October, we had a bunch of young technicians from a local tire chain that had never done a drum brake job. And so they were fascinated by the self-actuation, the energy transfer, the whole theory behind, you know, drum brakes and how and why they worked. And then actually going out in the shop and being able to do a job on a drum brake equipped vehicle. So I think, again, going back to the spirit of learning, right? There's always something we can learn every day. And, you hear educators talk about that all the time. You know, if I go to bed tonight and I've learned just one new thing, my life is just that much better, whether it's my career, whether it's my personal life. And so that's the thing that I observe when I talk to them and when I hear from them. And then you get all points in between. you know, you get, gosh, this would be a great place to get shop owners in. You get, you know, this would be great for doing, you know, local events. The wonderful thing that I've seen about the Garage Guru program is when we bring people from the independent aftermarket in there, it fires off all this idea generation.
Well, I was just about ready to say that, because what I know about you is you're an ideas guy. And the most dangerous thing for you is to go out into the real world, quote unquote, away from corporate America, and see and listen and watch what's going on. You've got to bust at the seams with all the things you would probably want to do tomorrow.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's exact. So, and I keep going, and I keep using the phrase that we've just laid a canvas. We've just laid a canvas, because Carmen, we were just starting to scratch the surface.
Yeah, I can
with
imagine
what these facilities can do and how we can leverage these facilities as an organization, as an industry. Technicians are the life's blood of our industry. As our counter people, our distribution partners. And, you know, you start to look at a facility like this that's accessible, that can deliver, a premium level of training, an accredited, as you were saying before, with our case certification, an accredited level of training. I think the possibilities are endless.
I believe you would agree that being a top tech is real hard work. Keeping up is a full-time gig, considering vehicle technology, repair procedures, and diagnostics. It's refreshing to know that Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Guru is there for you. It's been designed by and for technicians, the best in the industry. And did you know there's no other comprehensive program like this anywhere? A big part of the program is the nationwide network of Guru's on-site training and technology centers. There, you can get your hands dirty with the equipment and tools you use every day in real work-related situations. When online is your perfect way to learn, do it with Guru's 24/7 online academy with a huge catalog of training course options. And with the Guru's on-the-go technology fleet, they bring the latest products and demos right to your shop. And this year, you get free stuff from the Garage Rewards Loyalty Program. You earn points towards gear from your favorite Federal Mogul Motor Parts' brands. And what is really great, it costs nothing to join, and you'll start earning points immediately. So head on over to fmgarageGurus.com and learn all about Garage Guru's training, support, and get in on the rewards. Oh, by the way, thank you for bringing up the slogan of the podcast, and that is listen to learn just one thing.
There you go.
You did bring that up, and I was elated to hear that. Never put your head on the pillow unless you learn one thing every day. So how many hours do you believe a pro technician needs a year just to keep up?
I think that's the old $50,000 question. And that's one that I think it all depends on where you are as a technician, where you want to focus your specialties.
Okay, let me stop you for a minute. As I ask this to most of my entrepreneur interviews,
sure,
I get anywhere between 20 and 40, and then occasionally some guys come out and say, "Hey, as a group, we do 60 hours a year."
Okay,
there's many of the really high-end shops say 40, and they have incentives for their people. I mean, you take a one day at a Guru garage, and you got 8 hours there, and that's not that far from 40. And if you don't update, you evaporate. Are other quotes that keep coming up. So is it, you know, you're just your gut feeling as a director of training?
The gut feeling that I have is that if you consider yourself still a general technician, you definitely need at least 24 hours of training per year. As you start getting into the advanced drivability or the platform specific type, the platform specific type of training, mm-hmm, you definitely need 40 hours, if not 80 hours of training, and that can be a hybrid approach of training. I know 80 hours scares people because that's the equivalent of 2 weeks vacation. But you can use a hybrid approach now where it can be some daytime, some evenings, some online.
Right.
But I But I think to really stay up on, just use an example of, Toyota fuel injection and Toyota ignition systems, that cross over, of course, into the Lexus models as well, you're not going to learn that in 4 hours.
Tell me about the scholarship program.
The scholarship program has been, very well received. And I think, again, the timing is right. Every year we give away $30,000. In the form of 12 $2,500 scholarships to anybody who is registered in a Votech school for the upcoming year. The program is run year to year, and so we could theoretically have a repeat winner. There's no exclusions for re-entering, and we're looking for technicians who feel like they would be the next garage guru.
Got it.
We wanna find those enthusiasts that we once were when we were tuning our Firebirds and our Camaros and our Mustangs. That really said, gosh, wouldn't it be great if we could just work on cars all day? That would be the life. We want to find those enthusiasts, and we want to do what we can to help them establish themselves in the trade and help them establish themselves and get themselves through vocational school.
Excellent program, and I commend you. And what we'll do is we'll make sure we put a link to that scholarship piece on the show notes page on the podcast. Now, how hard is it to find a trainer to add to your staff?
It's incredibly difficult. The search nets that we cast from a human resource standpoint are nationwide. We look nationwide for trainers because, as dire as we talk about the industry for technician talent, for counter talent, it's equally as dire for trainers, for training talent. Quite amazing, because a lot of trainers over the last few years have settled in with certain companies. Let's just say a Chrysler Fiat trainer or a General Motors trainer or Ford trainer or, what have you, a Toyota trainer. And then when they're shown our curriculum brochure of 113 different courses and, we lay that out in front of them and say, okay, how do you feel about some of this stuff? It's amazing. It's amazing. So you get people who come out and say, oh, I can do all this fancy lab scope stuff, regenerative batteries in hybrid cars. I don't want to touch basic brakes. I haven't done a basic brake job in 15 years.
I see.
We're really trying to find trainers, call it advanced generalists, trainers that
they can do it all.
Yeah, they can understand the basics and teach the basics at the same time as also teach some of these advanced courses, knowing full well that you can't be an expert in everything.
I would imagine, though, the guys, the technicians that are going through, not the guys, but the guys and the girls, the technicians that are going through your classes, go up to the trainer and says, how can I have your job? And, the guy's reaching 45 or 50, his back hurts, he just doesn't want to do this anymore, but he's really good at it. And in the back of a lot of these super techs' minds, they may just want to make a shift and become a trainer.
No doubt. We get that question quite often. And I think that's another one of the beautiful things about this platform, Carm, is we do have, I keep using the analogy of the canvas, because we have laid this canvas down, and from a career path standpoint, we have 16 gurus on call in St. Louis who answer questions for technicians. We have 25 gurus on the go who are mobile trainers that run around in vans. And then we have our classroom setting trainers, and we have a dozen of those. And so if we ever get that question, we absolutely have entry points, if you will, into this world of corporate training, whether that would be as a phone technician, whether that's a van technician, or whether that's an ASE master trainer. And we can evaluate and we can help somebody progress within our program.
What a big organization you have. You just described that to me. I mean, how many people work under you?
We've got about 67 folks right now.
Oh, my. How impressive. What a commitment to training. You know, when people hear this episode, I think they're going to stop to realize what it really does take to have to create that technician journey that you spoke of earlier. Wow, what a huge commitment. Now, talk to me about how hard it is to find an A-tech today, or in the same vein, where are we going to find our young talent?
I think what we have to do, we have to foster that talent. And interesting that you know, you were talking about the scholarship a little bit before, and Federal Mogul as a corporation. We've also partnered with Mike Rowe. I'm sure you know who he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the Micro Works project is designated to help, you know, communicate the benefits, if you will, of a career in the skilled trades and the need for skilled trades. But honestly, I think what we need to do as a company, as an industry, through our associations, is we really need to extol the virtues of working in this industry, working in this trade. I think that there is an image that's in this industry is that a lot of these occupations are quote unquote dead end occupations. Right. And it is absolutely not the case whatsoever. We need to show people, I use the elegant term, the technician journey, but we need to demonstrate how that pays off from a career progression. I think the traditional education, you know, higher education schools and groups do a wonderful job of explaining, you know, you do your 4-year undergraduate, you go into the professional field and you learn a little bit of this and you come back and get your master's and then look at that. Next thing you're on your yacht and you're a vice president and blah, blah. You know, they do a wonderful job. That soft messaging is brilliant marketing, right? What we don't do as an industry, and I think we're starting to see a lot of efforts through a lot of the associations, is what we don't do is show kids that that becoming a technician, having that knowledge, can take you in so many different areas. And then spelling that out, whether it's becoming a shop owner, whether it's becoming a foreman, whether it's taking the path that I took and becoming a trainer and moving into a more corporate marketing function. I will tell you this, in our organization of 50,000 people, there will always be a need for people who understand where our parts go on the cars. You know, we will always need that technique. And there is no undergraduate program, 4-year program out there that explains how cars, outside of what Northwood does, that explains how parts work within cars.
Yeah.
And that knowledge is invaluable. So I think we need to impress upon people how important that technical knowledge is and where that technical knowledge can take you and all of those different career paths. And the same goes at the distribution channel, you know, understanding the relationships with the technicians, the 2-step, the 3-step, understanding the distribution model, understanding logistics, understanding all of that stuff can take you in so many different places. And I think we just have to do a better job of communicating that career path and showing all of those options. Going back to the old book of "What Color Is My Parachute." There's a number of different parachutes you can wear throughout your career, and mm-hmm. there's a number of different places that you can go within this industry. It's a marvelous industry.
Let me throw a wild one at you here. It just came to me. You said something earlier about licensing in Canada, and you just did mention something about image and pathways and careers, and maybe there's not enough youth joining our industry because maybe they don't see, maybe their parents don't even see where a progression and a pathway would be. Is technician licensing, because of technology, because of the autonomous car, important, and would it help the image of the industry to know that you have to have these high levels of certifications to get in?
I think there is a certain amount of pride in having a certification, in having any kind of recognized, nationally recognized certification. And I think I think ASC has done a wonderful job of impressing upon people the virtues of having that certification. The one thing that ASC does really well is they also emphasize that skills trades do need to re-educate. Skilled trades do need to keep the time, and so they need to recertify every 4 or 5 years. Do I want government to get involved?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. And this is coming from a Canadian. But I think somehow there still exists kind of a disconnect between what a automotive technology program at a vocational school is and what that means in terms of ASC certification. And I think if we could do a better job of homogenizing that, mm-hmm. so that it was something that was more nationally recognized as opposed to something that was regionally recognized. You know, I went and I got my automotive technician degree at such and such a school. Then I went and worked for a few years, and then I got my ASC. That's kind of a little disjointed, you know, don't you think, as far as what it means to be an automotive service technician? You know, I think if we could do something where it was more seamless, then it would be more nationally recognized. If it was more nationally recognized, it would maybe be more nationally accepted and be easier to sell exactly what we've been talking about, to sell the virtues of the automotive technician career path.
Yeah.
And then to add on that, you know, some of the things that I was talking about, some of the places that having that, let's call it the undergrad, having that core undergrad understanding of being an automotive service technician can take you.
You just said you're obviously Canadian.
Yep.
I didn't hear a lot of A's.
those usually come out after two or three beers. That's what I always say.
I really enjoyed this talk. It went to places I didn't expect, and I really appreciate your candor. And I think you opened my eyes, and I think our listeners' eyes. So, any last word here, Brent?
Well, obviously, thank you very much for having me on the show, Carm. I think it's a wonderful program that you have. I enjoy listening all the time. I guess my closing thought would be: we are at a tipping point, you know, in the industry where we have to look at where we're going to leave this industry in the next, or lead this industry and leave this industry mm-hmm. in the next 25 years.
Yeah.
And let's just hope that things like training, things that like communicating the virtues of being in the industry, hopefully 15, 20 years from now, we look back at this as an inflection point.
Yeah. I hear you. We have to start, and if not, I don't want to be a doom and gloomer, but it's going to be tougher if we don't get going.
Exactly. So,
man, wow, what an episode! Brent Berman, Director of Training, Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Thanks a mil, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, Carm.
Hey, guys and gals, thanks so much for listening. Now, find additional show notes on Brent Berman, Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Director of Training, on the show notes episodes page on Remarkable Results Radio. That's also the place where you can subscribe to be an insider and get the pulse on every new episode release, industry links, and resources. Also, get the URL for the scholarship program Federal Mogul offers each year. I really do appreciate your engagement with the podcast and would ask that you help spread the word. Uniting our industry for continual improvements is a goal, and I'm grateful for your support. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.